A young man approached me last week with a box that said Magical Butter on it. And awesome. I'd seen the product quite often and wasn't quite all that hip to what it was about. And I'd been doing some investigating and mess around with it. And it's really just a fantastic cooking utensil. You know I love to cook. All okay. Right? And we have the originator right here, Garen Angel. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You got it right.
Perfect. Perfect. You're a very dapper young man.
Dapper.
I like to have style.
You like
everything
that, huh?
I do.
Yeah, look at, I see you got the green jacket. And, you know, what is that? An off purple? What is that?
It's a red and black.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a little
yeah.
Dotted
I'm
up.
I'm respect.
Sunday.
Respect
sure.
For the fashion, you know? So this is your baby right here?
It's my baby.
Magical Butter.
Magical
so
Butter.
So when did you come up with this concept?
I started this concept in 2010. We brought it to market November 5th, 2012.
Okay. Now, is this something that's obviously sold internationally, correct?
We sell it all over the world. It's been great. You know, we started here. We're a local company, and it spread real quick all throughout the States, went up to Canada next, and went to Australia in 2014. I'm going to do a little golf clap that we're going to the EU and the UK
nice.
In about 10 days.
So. Nice. Wow. So when Mr. Jim Morrison introduced me to it, and, you know, I was like, you know, you gotta watch out when people see it because people are going to have a perception of what it's all about, okay?
Yeah, why the name Magical Butter?
Well, because you could put magic in it or any other type of herb. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, no, I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Butter is really where I was going with
it's
that.
It's more the butter than the magic, whatever magic happens to be for you.
Okay.
Magic can be rosemary, it could
oregano.
Be sage, or if you're in Amsterdam, it could be sticky icky.
Yeah, I mean.
Right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's just got good flow. I mean, when you hear Magical Butter, you're
sure.
Like, what is that?
Right.
You have to know.
Yes.
And so, you know, from a marketing perspective, which is the way I like to approach
good for you.
Stuff. Is,
nice. For you.
What is it?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's driven us and given us the lift we had.
And what's that little character you got out there? What's that dude right there?
So that's Mr. Butter. He's the happiest butter stick in all
he's
the
like
land.
He's like Towley, isn't he?
I love it.
He's like Towley a little bit from South Park.
Yeah.
Like Towley?
No, he's just I think we need more herbs in our diet.
Yeah,
just cannabis, but just,
just
herbs
more
are
herbs
dietary essential.
Yeah. So, listen, what percentage of people that purchase the Magical Butter machine do you think use it for cannabis? What percentage?
49%.
You're a politician. You're good at what you do.
Yeah.
You're good.
Nice.
What percentage of you people that go into a head shop and look for a tobacco pipe use it for tobacco?
49%.
49%? Sure.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense.
Strong number.
It is a strong number. Yeah. It's not even half, but
right.
Strong.
Not half.
Okay, because I think it might be closer to 98%.
Yeah, that's what I'm running with.
You know,
allegedly.
Might be closer to that. Now, what is your background in the culinary skills? Do you cook?
I love cooking. I've always loved cooking. My background is my dad owned one of the first Apple franchises. I grew up in a very unique situation, cutting microprocessors and doing things that kids shouldn't do at a young age.
Yeah.
I was in the finance industry, and I did well, but it wasn't my passion.
Sure.
I had a friend with Crohn's disease, needed a solution, started my quest on the Magical Butter machine because I started to learn that cannabinoids were dietary essentials, and after a couple years of figuring it out, we had a product that I thought was ready for mass market.
Now, I went to, I was doing some broadcasting for The Storm, and they played in Portland, okay? And I remember going for a walk thinking, I would love to see a dispensary. I've never been to one. And I walked by one. So I came back when it opened, and I walked into the dispensary. And the only thing I can think about is, they can have this in the same country, and we can't go home and have a half a joint. You know what I'm saying? Where's the sense in that, if I may ask?
Yeah.
It's the same country.
Recreation and also medicine should not be dependent on zip code. And there's both use. THC is is great for, you know, a break in the brain, and it has medicinal properties as well. It's good at breaking down plaques, and we know plaques are deadly for the body. Mm-hmm. And CBD is great at fighting inflammation. So whatever your modality and whatever you're trying to prevent or treat, you should have access. All plants, the basis of every pill is a plant, a root, or an herb.
Okay.
So
right.
Why restrict plants? because if a pharmaceutical company can turn it into a synthesized pill and sell it, well, now it's medicine, but why not just take it right from the root?
But I think everybody knows by now, and I hope that everybody knows, that one of the main reasons it's not legalized everywhere is because that these huge pharmaceutical companies are going to lose maybe trillions of dollars.
Correct.
I mean, seriously. So medicinally, because I remember hearing a story, well, Queen Elizabeth used to smoke marijuana because of her menstrual cramps. Well, everybody can say I smoke marijuana for whatever reason.
I smoke marijuana for my menstrual cramps.
Okay, me too. When I have a menstrual cramp, I just, smoke marijuana. But everybody can say I smoke marijuana for a reason.
Absolutely.
But it's really because it makes it feel good, isn't it?
No, it's really not. No.
So
it makes you feel good. The THC part, yes.
Let me give you a little bit of the background behind it.
School me.
So you have an immune system. Everybody's aware that we have an immune system. We also have something called an endocannabinoid system.
Okay.
And it's in most living animals. If you took your endocannabinoid system away, you die.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to give you a fact right now, and I'm going to say it twice, and when I do this, I always say it twice.
Mm-hmm.
The endocannabinoid system interacts with every disease known to mankind.
Okay.
Okay? The endocannabinoid system interacts with every disease known to mankind.
Okay.
Yet it's not taught in med school, and universities and researchers are prevented from doing cannabinoid research.
And why is that?
1 + 1 doesn't always equal 2. I mean, it's just realistically, if you go after it, it's because look at the study. Washington Post wrote a story, 1,826 fewer opioid prescriptions per physician in states with legal cannabis. And that was just one of the indications. You could go through anxiety and depression, and it's a massive reduction in.
That should be enough, shouldn't it? It really should be enough.
What else do you need? It's a plant that you can't overdose from.
Right.
And you can use it for different modalities. You can use it either as a psychotropic to get a brain release, which sometimes, no different than alcohol or, other stimulants, coffee. These are stimulants. So no different than other stimulants. THC is a stimulant. When used appropriately, it gives somebody a mental break. And then CBD, the key ingredient to nearly every disease is inflammation. So if we can control inflammation, the thought process should prove through that we should be able to prevent or treat disease. And it's that simple.
Well, I mean, we're talking to Garrett Angel, the owner of Magical Butter. I don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually that it's legalized here. And I would think across the country, give me some other diseases that supposedly will have the benefits of, cannabis, in general. There's a bunch of them.
It's a massive application because let's go back to every disease known to mankind interacts with the endocannabinoid system. So when we manipulate the endocannabinoid system, we're going to get a positive response in some people that are cannabinoid deficient.
Okay.
And if that's where their deficiency is, then we can address it in a very cost-effective manner. But let's go back to the diseases. Crohn's disease was what I invented the Magical Butter machine for. But we can go to MS, we can go to, people with cancer. Let's go to cancer both ways. Both just for people who they're undergoing a chemotherapy treatment and they have nausea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great for them. Or if they have weight loss, it could spur their appetite. Mm-hmm. Let's also talk about what cannabinoids do to cancer cells in a petri dish. And they gang up on them and they attack them and they eliminate cancer cells. So anecdotally, we've seen enough of a response in cancer cell death to understand that there's a connection there. I'm not going to say it's a cure for cancer. I'm going to say that for some people, it has worked exceptionally well.
Right.
And save their life.
Now, I was just watching a show the other day, and they were talking about the, negative effects of smoking marijuana. And once again, Magical Butter is not smoking it.
No.
Okay, so I don't know if there's going to be any negative effects to this. But they were saying that if you smoke marijuana and not in a ridiculous amounts, it actually expands your lung capacity. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
That it expands your lung capacity. I mean, I thought that was the only negative part of it was you can get, bronchitis or different stuff like that. But so then there's nothing negative about it?
No, so when you're smoking, inhalation of any burnt plant matter, you're bringing in – and not that cannabis has ever proved bad, but let's put a paper around it. Now you're burning a cigarette paper.
Right.
And you're inhaling burnt paper. Well, what's the long-term effects of the paper? And it's not that smoking cannabis has proved bad for you in studies, I think ingestion is cannabinoids are a dietary essential. Mm-hmm. And if we just stick to that, and for some people, smoking is a great relaxation, partly because you take deep breaths.
Right.
One of the reasons why you get a break, you know, psychologically from eating is because it forces you to take deep breaths. Maybe we should all just slow down a little bit and take a deep breath every once in a while.
Like, you meditate, don't you?
I don't. I'm just
you don't?
I'm a laid-back
guy. You look like
guy.
A meditating dude, man.
I think I live in a,
did you
in
have
a
some
meditated
butter
state.
This morning?
I didn't. I wish I had, but I figured I'd partake after our,
okay.
after the show tonight.
Well, I ain't mad at you.
Does this come with, like, recipes and, like, I mean, it tells you how to make the oils, how to make the butter? I mean, is it all...
It's called the internet.
Yeah, I know that, but, does it come in the box? I mean, is there, like, a recipe thing in the box?
Yeah, there's recipes in the box. And then also our website's great cafe, you know, magicalbutter.com/recipes. And we've got a laundry list of recipes there. And then on our Facebook page and YouTube channels, all our social media has all kinds of recipe videos. We do Facebook Live 26 episodes a week, so we're making constant recipes online where people can follow along. We're giving away product. We built the entire company on a social media experience that's just immersive, where our followers are part of our brand and they're part of our life.
What city has bought the most? Or country?
Australia.
No.
They like their weed, though, in Australia, don't they?
Well, are they selling these in shops and dispensaries and stuff across the country, too?
Sold all over the country from health food stores, vitamin shops, to bars and restaurants who make their bitters and tinctures, dispensaries, doctor's offices. It's a really unique platform because we're in everything from retail shops to specialty shops to restaurants and culinary kitchens.
That's remarkable.
It's stadiums. There's a stadium that actually uses our product to make their soup, sauces, and salad dressings.
See, now, like I said, I made a salsa.
It's everything. Yeah, yeah.
It was easy. I just chopped up the vegetables and everything, and they tell you what to put in it. I stuck it in and turned it on.
How long?
It took about 5 minutes or something like that. It didn't take a long time.
Wow.
But you could stick it on there, and there's different gauges, and there's different time, hour, 2 hour, and you could do, you know, soups and all kind of stuff. Like, I see lotions. What goes in a lotion?
Cannabinoids are one thing that's good as a topical.
You're going to waste weed for lotion?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well,
it's in the skin.
Let's think about, and let's not go to a lotion now, let's go to a topical,
okay.
All right? Let's say that you have a bad infection, MRSA or staph.
Sure.
And you weren't able to treat it with conventional, your body was not responding to the antibiotics. A lot of the times, Western medicine, we run out of options. The response that has been very positive for people who've used cannabinoids in an alternative treatment option when they had no other option. So, yes, as a topical, if you have an issue, you want to address it, and you want it addressed immediately. And even more than that, I think you want to address it naturally instead of using, you know, chemicals. You're using natural. Use the earth to help solve us.
No, somebody actually gave it to me. I have it in my office. It's like a... you can't ingest it. It's like marijuana, I think, lotion or oils or something. Like, it's in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use it, and he says you're supposed to rub it on whatever is ailing you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually seeping into your body, and I guess the cannabinoids are helping you heal. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. So we have cannabinoid receptors all throughout our body. A lot of them overlay with the pressure points of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some connection there that is loose at this point, but when they used to do acupuncture back in the day, they would light essentially a mini joint on top of the needle, and the thought process was that the cannabinoids would travel underneath the skin through the needle and help solve what ails you.
Really?
So going back thousands of years, this has been utilized for, and maybe we understood more about the endocannabinoid system then than we do now, because it was a big part of medicine for thousands of years, and it's been suppressed for 80. But whatever that magic bullet is, we're on a path to figure out the biochemistry of cannabinoids and how we manipulate the endocannabinoid system to help everyone.
You're going to test positive for marijuana if you let that seep in your skin? That's a good question.
Yes. Now,
a lot.
Well, I can't say that you'll test positive for it if you let it seep in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
The likelihood of much of that getting into your bloodstream would be negligible.
Mm.
It's not very good as a topical when we would test it, But I also understand that we don't understand everything.
Right.
And there's just, you know, there's something about walking barefooted in soil and the vibrations of the earth and the healing properties of that. We don't understand all the frequencies and connections to the body yet. So just embrace what works for other people and hopefully it works for you. Maybe it's placebo. Maybe it's not, but if it works for you, who gives a damn?
Well, right? I was going to use that as an excuse if you tested positive. Like, it's my
topical.
I got weed in my lotion.
I've been crazier excuses
than that. You know that, right?
I know. Well, today's day and age,
how many athletes are like, oh, no, I didn't smoke. It's secondhand smoke.
You're like right up on them. Come on, bro.
I love the channel Vice Live. You watch the
great,
channel?
Great show.
I think I watch almost all the shows. I think you tell it on yourself if you're watching the channel.
Maybe.
Because there's a common bond of all the shows.
You're like, oh, yeah.
But like the show, there's the Weed Kit, and they have the one I love is Bon Appetit. Now, that's my guy, the Indian guy that goes around, and he goes to culinary chefs, and he opens up his cabinet, and he has 100 strains of just the most gorgeous looking stuff.
Sure.
Like stuff is glowing and that's crystals on it. And he lets the chefs go off on all the different oils and stuff. Like, are you into that? The oils and stuff like that?
That's exactly what I'm into. It's produced by a good friend of mine, Jason Pinsky. So it's,
how do we get down with Jason?
Jason's pretty. He's a wonderful guy. It wouldn't be hard.
I like him.
We would love to hang out with Jason.
This is what I'm saying. Is he local?
No, Jason's in New York.
Okay,
New York and L.A. But we can get down with some lotions. That's not a challenge. You can infuse everything in your life. You know, I enjoy infused salad dressing. So that way, you can't go and drink a beer and feel good about, like, you're doing something healthy for yourself.
Correct.
Now, you might need a little mental break, and that's why you're having a couple of drinks.
Sure.
Just to unwind and let the stress out of your shoulders. Now, what if you could eat a beautiful, healthy salad and get that same relaxation in your muscles, but you're doing something good for your body instead of something bad for your body, and you're giving your mind your break. And that's the benefit of THC, that you can still have that psychological break where you're like, okay, the world, tomorrow the sun rises.
It's not that bad. And everything around you is just not as bad. Now, something like when you're doing butters and you're doing the dressings, how do you know how to gauge it? Because when you talk about eating it, it gets in your system completely different, and you can't really overdose on smoking marijuana, but you can ingest too much and be in a bad place, though.
You can definitely have a bad experience if you overindulge in THC.
Yes.
You can have a period where you're very uncomfortable.
Hallucinogenic.
Listen. I've done that a few times intentionally. But
unintentionally, yes.
Well, I've done it intentionally a few times.
We need to hang out more.
I know.
Nothing's unintentional.
But here's the mechanics of it. When you smoke cannabis, it's delta 9 THC. When you ingest it, you ingest delta 9 THC, but it converts in the liver to 11 hydroxy THC, and it's 5 times more potent.
Yep.
Oh.
That being said, and also when you smoke cannabis, it's instantly in your bloodstream, and then, you know, about an hour later, it's out of your bloodstream.
Yep.
And within 2 hours, really, there's no effect at all when you've inhaled cannabis. When you eat cannabis, it takes an hour to 2 hours to get into your bloodstream.
That's how you get, that's what people get in trouble.
Yeah, because like, I don't feel it.
Also, who wants to eat like a little tiny square of a brownie?
Right.
Like, if you're going to give me a brownie, I want a brownie.
We had a situation at my house one time. You know, it was like, these are delicious brownies.
You keep eating them.
It was a situation.
Yeah, I know. I've been down that road. It wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good.
No. I was driving when it hit. Okay, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it's not. No. Anyway. That's why you got to watch that stuff.
Yeah, be careful.
That's serious business.
It's a stimulant, you know?
Right.
And you got to
be careful.
Alcohol, coffee, anything. Mm. When you're using things that give you an altered perspective, you need to do it in moderation.
Kind of
when's the
right
next
there,
infused dinner? I'm waiting for my invite.
Yeah, we'll do a barbecue at the house. I'll have you come
you
out.
Like to barbecue too?
Green egg.
Oh, dude, stop playing though.
Yeah, well,
you got a big green egg?
Yeah, I have a Traeger. So
I won't hold that against you.
He's a big green egg deal breaker.
I think we got to get you switched to a big green egg, man. You
my whole family uses big green eggs. Okay. I've been on the Traeger.
So don't fight it. Don't fight it. You know what I mean?
It's a good grill.
Listen, magical butter is just like the big green egg and Kleenex. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Magical butter. Everybody else is underneath it.
Right.
But it's a big green egg. Everybody else is underneath it. Don't fight it, brother.
Right.
Don't fight it. Traeger's somewhere underneath there.
I'm going to have to go buy a big green egg on the way out.
Backyard company. I got the guy for you.
He's got the hookup.